it's Paul Super Appleman.
Who's that?
This is John.
Who?
Pardon me?
John who?
This is John. I heard your tape from the Keith Richards tour.
Oh, hi. Yes, it's me.
Oh, it is. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
I didn't know your last name.
Oh, well, see, I'm just somebody that heard the tape. You know, I have some friends that work for Keith Richards, and I was on the bus one time, and I had heard the tape, and I was just interested. You know, it sounded pretty good.
Yeah, because you see, this is what you're on the level, right? Because you got it out of the office, because they put it in the office.
Uh-huh.
And I kept on asking everybody to make sure Keith get their tape, and because I thought they were just going to throw it away.
Yeah.
That tape is copyrighted in Washington.
Yeah, no, I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it because they had made a copy of it. I know that one of the copies was on the bus, and I don't know what they did with the other copy, but you know, I had heard it, and
I only had one copy.
Well, they made a copy, I think. You know, they made a copy because they wanted to play it on the other bus. You know, because there's two buses.
Yeah.
You know, so they. They wanted to play it. I don't know if Keith heard it or not, but you know, it sounded pretty good. So, are you on the level? I mean,
Oh yes. I've been writing since '80. I've been copyrighted. I got about 350 songs copyrighted.
350.
Yeah, and my name, Paul Super Apple, is patent and trademark in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Copyrighted patent. Definitely. Oh. I've toured around California, San Francisco, and you know, different parts in L.A. Played in different clubs. In New York a little bit, Florida, Boston, you know.
Great. Well, what gave you a name for, or gave you an idea for Paul Super App? I mean,
years ago. See, I created this name when I was a little boy. I'm not that old now.
Well, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
It better not be in the Star magazine. What's your last name, John?
What's that?
What's your last name?
Jones. JJ, they call me.
They call you JJ?
Yeah.
Right now, well, I'm 30.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you know, working all, you know, all your life on the thing. My songs, like, them songs could be number one. Well, not could be, they would be, because you got Apple Love and I gave Love Lives On.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I wrote that. Like, I write about what I feel and what I created, because someday, you see, I want to be Super Apple to be, he's my hero.
Uh-huh.
He goes wherever I go, and I perform him.
Uh-huh.
And when I do a show for people, I just like to make them, you know, happy. I play guitar. Well, you know, that's me on the thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what happens is, I get, there's a few things I don't tell anybody till I see him in person.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's interesting. Well, what would that be? I mean,
what would that be? Well, a couple of secrets about Paul Super Apple, which is news. Someday it'll be history. It'll be a big thing like, you know, you heard of the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
You heard of the Rolling Stones, but you heard of Paul Super Apple.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great. I mean, well, you know, everybody's got to have dreams, right? You know?
Yeah, well, it's a goal, too. I mean, I've been working hard. It's not like just me sitting back and saying, oh, I'm dreaming.
Yeah.
Because now, I'm looking to get a record contract.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, if Keith wanted to record one of those songs, he could. You know, I mean, I would have to be there and we'd have to work the whole thing out, whatever. He knows how to do that. I don't have it. If Keith wanted to record a song, let's say, I wouldn't worry. I trust him.
Yeah.
Okay, because he's not the type of guy, just like Paul McCartney, he's not the type of guy who's going to steal someone's thing and just make it whatever he wants to make it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then, you know, you got to watch out for other people.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of people are listening to that tape, you know, because it got on, you know, it was on those two buses, and I had heard that some other tours, you know, because those buses, they go on several different tours.
Yeah.
So I know some other guys are listening to it. It's becoming quite like a cult tape, you know what I mean?
Cult tape?
Yeah, you know.
I have a magic power, believe it or not, on the level.
Yeah? Well, I believe it. I mean, you know, I can tell you, there's a lot of people come up to me and they say, hey, have you heard that Paul Super Apple tape? And, you know, that's why I decided to call you.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's a lot of people listening to you.
Well, I wanted to know if anyone wanted to do something about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you're at least you got your message across. I mean, people are listening, so.
Well, you know, a lot of people have heard me. I've been on the radio. My songs have been played on the radio all over the East Coast and a little in California. And people from different parts of the world have met me. They have brought my material, you know, to London, England. And then New York, like Jason Flo and Atlantic Records, downstairs from Keith.
Yeah.
No, upstairs. Oh, let me see. No, downstairs from Keith. The Rolling Stones, all of them mixed us. Studio, you know, office right there?
Uh-huh.
Atlantic Records.
Right.
You know where it is, don't you?
Well, not really, but I...
It's an Atlantic building. Right across from RCA.
Oh, okay.
Okay, on 6th Avenue?
Yeah, okay.
Atlantic Records. And the thing is, it's become like a cult. That's pretty good because people have said other things in California. Because I have 150 famous people, star friends, like Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow, Run with the Stones, Scott Baio, that knows me, Alan Hale, Joey Ross before he died.
Uh-huh.
He was a nice man.
Huh?
And Morgan Fairchild, Loretta Swift, and I can go on and on with them. And I, you know, because I try to get some parts in the movie because it's just natural, something about me, I could do acting.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's great.
My main thing is music.
Uh-huh.
So that's a creation. Where are you calling from?
Well, I can tell from your tape, you know. I'm calling from Chicago.
I am? How is the weather there? Rotten?
Yeah, it's rotten.
Yeah. It's nice out here now.
Oh, yeah?
There's no snow yet. Hope
now,
it stays like that.
Now, what is... Now, Super Apple, though. I mean, there is... there's a person, like a Super Apple, or is that something you created?
This is me.
I see.
I'm a Super Apple.
Well, what's the
Well, my power that comes out of me is Super Apple.
Uh-huh.
And when I do my show, you'll see Super Apple, you know? And me, I'm just me.
It should be Super Apple in the applesauce.
You're kidding. I have 186 IQ.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I study whales, animals, and sharks. And I like nature. And I like real things.
Yeah.
I study a lot about marketing. Very smart with marketing, I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, hey, you got this tape out there, and people are listening to it, so...
What type of business do you do, John?
Oh, I just sell light bulbs, you know, pretty much.
Do what?
I just sell light bulbs.
Light bulbs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Well, what do you do?
What do I do?
Well, besides being Super Apple.
Well, besides me doing my music, well, I practice all day long usually, just about. And I'm working on some new riffs and everything.
Yeah.
And...
Well, do you do anything else, you know?
Well, on the side to make money, I clean VCRs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I go to people's houses. I save them a lot of money, because if you go to some goof, they're going to charge you a fortune.
Yeah.
And I spend a couple hours doing it. And I take weddings or parties, anniversaries.
You videotape?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Copyrighted by Paul Super Apple.
Well, no. Copyrighted by me in Washington, D.C.
Oh, I see. Well, that's good. You know, I thought the songs were pretty good, and, you know, like I said, a lot of people are listening to it. You'll probably hear from some of these people, but I think they're making copies and copies of it, you know, and people are hearing it, so, you know, my friends all tell me that that's the biggest thing going out there. So.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really against the law and against my principles to make copies after copies.
Yeah, well, I think that they're doing it just so that, you know, other people can hear it, you know, and really that's the way that anybody's going to find out about you, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, my music, it's copyrighted.
Yeah, right.
But I better not be hearing it out there in the radio anyway.
Well, you know, you'll...
Because I got five lawyers. I got eight lawyers if I need them, but usually I stick with five.
Five, that's got to be expensive.
No problem.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I don't have no problem. They're the best. When they get on the people, they get on the people. They can ring bells.
Yeah, so
they don't have to. They don't have to shake. You just look at them. They ring bells.
So I mean, I can't. So I couldn't like sell this to a radio station or anything.
No, well, I mean, you know, you just sell it. I mean, you know, I don't give my rights. I'm, you know, I mean, it's against the Washington D.C.'s, you know, copyrights office.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's